It is here 100.9's Jimmy and A. Thanks for joining us. And Jim, the annual Queen's Ball 2021 will be held on the Queen's birthday, a June long weekend at Obar, one of our favourite places.
Oh, I've never been there.
Spend a bit of time. We don't remember being there. Please welcome to the show the CEO of TazCard, Cameron Brown, and from Taz Pride, Vincent Bowne. Welcome, lads.
Hey, guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Cam, mate, we'll start with you. First of all, thanks for coming back into the studio. We've dragged you back in here nice and early, which
Fantastic,
is good.
Fantastic, thank you.
The Queen's Ball, can you tell us all about it? What do people need to know?
Yeah, so we're partnering this year with Taz Pride to put together this fantastic opportunity for people to get out and about again post-COVID. So, you know, we've bought some acts from across the country. A couple of people have performed internationally, so we've got some great DJs and some fantastic local acts on board.
Yeah.
And we want everyone to come out and just enjoy themselves. So it's the Queen's birthday long weekend, 13th of June. It's
yep.
a Sunday evening, so it's ready for a sort of like a quiet Monday long weekend afterwards.
She's keeping Mondays a long week. Yeah, good, yeah.
Book nice. It in nice and early. Now, of course, Vincent, from Taz Pride, this is raising money for Taz Pride and, of course, the festival and stuff as well. What does it mean to you that people get involved in something like the Queen's Ball?
Queen's Ball's always been our biggest fundraiser for the year. It helps us put on all of our other events throughout the year, such as our art exhibition, Art Fully Queer, which happens in September, and the festival, as you mentioned, happening early in the year, helps us do the parade through the city, which just gets bigger and better every year.
Now, without this kind of funding, do these events go ahead?
No, that's right. Yeah. Costs a bit to put things on for the
of
community.
Course, yeah.
We love doing it, but there's only so many people that you can have volunteer.
Yeah.
And you have to support other people in the community. And by having some funding through these events, we can support some other people who are on lower incomes in our community by paying them to come along and help us out and do other things within the community.
Absolutely.
Cam, how does it make you feel, I guess, you know, supporting things like this and allowing these things to happen?
It looks brilliant. We've always been strong supporters of Taz Pride and we've worked together collegiately for, you know, a long, long time. You know, this year we've come on board to help out with the Queen's Ball. You know, and similarly to what Vincent was saying, it's just great to be a part of the community, to support the community and ensure that these type of events can go ahead.
Mm.
You know, if we couldn't get this off the ground, it would have meant that, you know, some of the other activities throughout the year couldn't happen. So, you know, we're really, really excited to be a part of it.
Vincent, let's talk about the theme this year, Queen of Hearts. What do we need to know about the theme? Did you come up with the theme? Who came up with the theme, Queen of Hearts?
To be honest, the theme was come up by Rentney, our amazing events coordinator, Sherry
sure.
Tazcombe. Card, got to give her all the props. She's done a fantastic job putting this year's event together for
yeah.
us. Anniversary for Princess Diana this year.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, she was known as the Queen of Hearts. So yeah. we thought great to go with that theme this year and in remembrance of her and being such a supporter of the LGBTI community.
Yeah.
We thought this would be a fantastic opportunity and such a great theme.
Have you got your outfit sorted out yet, Vincent?
Not yet. I think I'm going to need some help from some of our acts this year.
Well, just looking at like, some of the acts, some of the performers, like this does look pretty big. Is there a chance, people listening to the show want to go, is there a chance that this might sell out?
Definitely. People in Tassie haven't been well known for buying tickets in advance
for these sorts of events.
This is something that normally sells the last week.
But I don't want people to miss out because this does look bigger than usual.
Yeah, it is. And it's definitely selling faster than usual. We've had a huge response already in the first week. It just went off. So, yes, it definitely looks like it'll be a sellout this year. And we're hoping it will be. All the best for us and the community.
Yeah, well, so if people are listening, where do they go to get tickets? What's the best way?
If you head to either the Taz Pride
Facebook page yep.
or Taz Card's Facebook page
yep.
and just click on the Queen's Ball event and you can go follow the links through to our Try Booking page to purchase tickets.
Absolutely. Now, Cam, I don't want you to feel left out either. How's your costume hunt going, mate?
Well, I'm working on a Meghan Markle theme this year, I think, so we'll see how we go. So I'm just trying to sort it out at the moment.
That means you probably have to leave the party.
Yeah.
Ooh,
topical. Because she left the royal family.
Yeah.
All right, boys.
Probably thank you. Was Harry. I got a bit of a ginger beard. We could do like a little duo thing. Yeah.
Hand in hand, mate. Yeah. Looking forward to it.
And Teresa Grace will sort it, mate. I don't need to twist her arm. She'd love to make outfits for the whole team, I think.
Absolutely. Really. Well, Cameron Brown, Vincent Bowne, boys, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it. All the best. Go and get your tickets. Head to the Facebook page for your tickets to the Queen's Ball 2021. Gents, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Brilliant.
Thanks, guys.
Want more Jimmy and Nate? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.